Mayor Sarah Kurofsky is a registered Republican who holds a permit to carry a weapon. She recalls a shooting incident in Pleasant Hill on a snowy Monday morning 2 years ago.
And an individual who we now know was under the influence of drugs began driving through the city of Pleasant Hill and was shooting at individuals while they were scraping off their cars because it had snowed the night before.
No one was killed in that shooting spree, but Kurofsky says it was her first experience with a crisis situation, and it, in her words, changed people's lives. Now she's against the gun rights bill, even though the League of Cities, as an organization, has not taken a position. Among other things, the bill eliminates required permits to openly carry guns. Kurofsky says that threatens public safety.
Open carry not only creates a more intimidating environment, but it makes it extremely difficult for law enforcement to analyze a scene.
The mayor asks, if there are a number of people openly carrying weapons at a crime scene, who's to say who the shooter was? The bill gets rid of permits to either carry or acquire a gun, and that creates another concern for gun safety groups. Without permits, Department of Public Safety officials say background checks will no longer be required for private gun purchases. The bill also enacts so-called stand your ground language, reduces penalties for carrying a gun while drunk, and classifies fewer guns as assault weapons. The bill's sponsor, Missouri Valley Republican Matt Winchittle, wouldn't say what's most important in the bill.
If you had to ask me to pick one over the other, I probably couldn't do it because these are all very near and dear to my heart.
Winchittle says he's not concerned about the background checks. He says it will still be illegal to sell another person a weapon if the seller knew or should have known the person was not qualified to buy one. And he doubts that eliminating required permits will lead to more Iowans openly carrying guns. Representative Mary Wolf, a Democrat and a defense attorney in her life outside the legislature, is especially concerned about what's known as stand your ground. Under the bill, no one has a duty to retreat if a person's life or safety is threatened, and a person may be wrong in their estimation of the danger or the force necessary to repel the danger. Speaking on Iowa Public Radio's River to River program, Wolf says the current self-defense law isn't perfect.
And yes, it needs some updates, but something like this that is so broad and makes so many major policy changes this isn't good law.
Mm-hmm. Representative Wolf, I've got to jump in here.
The two lawmakers disagree on how easily a gun owner might get away with shooting someone who's committing a crime. Wolf says homicide rates have gone up in states with stand your ground laws. Winchittle says he can't explain the homicide rates elsewhere, but he says it will be different here because the law would require a gun owner to shoot responsibly, and Iowans are responsible people. After complaints from the public, Winchittle has scaled the bill back so it no longer will prevent colleges and universities from banning weapons on campus.
I wouldn't say it's changed my mind. I still believe that adults who are attending our colleges and universities have an individual fundamental right to carry firearms.
Still, there appears to be angst among the general public about the bill. Marianne Toddy of Ames called into the show.
There's a lot in this that really disturbs me. In fact, it creates tremendous anxiety when I think about it.
And Democrats say the bill is being pushed through without enough input from them. The legislation will likely meet this week's deadline for committee approval to stay alive for the session. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.